Carson his daughter, and if you catch that reference, you are as much of a movie buff as I am. And hey, speaking of catching the reference and wanting to connect with us, where can you connect with us, you guys?
All the social media?
Yes.
All of it,
you can
right?
listen to our music on Spotify and Bandcamp, too. T-Y-S-K, T-Y-S-K, task, tisk, tisk, task. That's us. We're on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, and we're on Twitter. But I think Instagram's cool. I don't want to alienate anyone. There are some footnotes on this album about other titles, alternative titles for these songs. So this song is called Belligerent because that word's in it about 100 times. Who else in the Boston band scene can relate to that? But you could also call the song If You Were Me, the worst party ever. Okay, if you're not, but I do expect you to know this song, and if you're,
it's a classic.
Yeah, but you know what? Some of us are very old in this band, and some of us are very young in this band, and I only say that because I am, like, as old as the oldest person in this band. So I will just say that we knew this song, and some other people in the band didn't know this song, so it's really cool if you didn't know it. But, yeah. We actually just got back from a tour, our first tour in January with Tiffy. We played this song in Rhode Island, and people just like from the first riff erupted into a screams. And it was very exciting, and it was kind of like shocking, and I was very happy. And thank you, Gina, for recommending that we do this song.
All right.
Yeah, Gina. Yeah, Gina.
J Money.
Yeah. There is some scribble on the walls here at the WMFO studio in the back that says Kill Gina, but it's G-I-N-A. Just want to make it clear that this Gina is J-I-N-A.
Yep.
Get
safe.
Ready.
You're safe this time.
You're going to know that name for a long time, people. All right. Ready when you are. We didn't write this song, if that wasn't clear. I mean, we could tell people we wrote this one. It's a good riff, Mike. Wow.
We could.
We didn't.
But then
we
get in trouble.
We didn't. With your feet on the iron, your head on the ground. Try this trick out and spin it, yeah. Your head will collapse, but there's nothing. So you ask yourself, where's my mind? Where's my mind? Where's my mind? Where's my mind? That have been our originals, and this next one's gonna be it too.
Oh, big noise.
That pedal is called the snake bite. Now I know why. Last night you broke my heart and you guys so much for listening in. It means so much to be here and to be playing for you all. We have two more songs tonight. These next two songs are the songs I'm most excited for you all to hear on the new record. What do you guys think, Witchcraft?
Yeah.
We're going to be releasing that as a single later this month. I just want it to be a different month so that we have a little bit more time. You know your art. You could needlessly overwork it for the rest of time.
Yeah, but spoiler alert, it's coming out really good so far.
It's coming out really good so far. And it's not needlessly overworked. Not yet. Not yet. Give it to the night before the release party. I did accidentally delete a track I shouldn't have. I don't want to talk about it. Okay, all right. Save it for the interview after about what a bad audio engineer I am.
No.
That's all right. Yeah.
Nope.
Sorry, thanks, Ithaca College.
All right.
How's everyone doing? Feel good. I'm excited. I just want to say before I start the song that this is probably one of the first songs that Gina and I wrote together, and it's so much more complex than the songs I brought into the band from my 20s, and I'm just so stoked for you to hear it. It's like a perfect marriage of our two styles, and I'm very grateful to her for that. So thank you, baby.
Empathy went away 'cause we let it go too far. How come Bernie's not the presidential candidate?
Artista's Task. That last song was called Witchcraft. And this next song is called Baptism by Walden Pond. Thank you so much for listening.
You
Thank you guys for Tis Task. It's been a pleasure. Love
thank
being
you
on
so
here.
Much.
Check us out. Check us out. March 28th, our album comes out, and that song, Baptism by Walden Pond, will be there. Thank you.
All right. Thank you to Tis Task. They'll be in here in a few minutes to discuss that forthcoming album. But in the meantime, here is Heroes of the Afternoon. The song is called Optimistic. 91.5 WMFO.
Wish we'd just get on to the part where the world's renewed and all of the nations work together. I'll give this whole thing one more try before I give up. I owe it to myself to be more optimistic.
into the sky.
Wow.
I'm a super jumper. Watch me leap so high. Super shoes are speedy. They zoom around the room. I'm super fast. I think you're super too.
Thanks.
Superhero moments. Superhero days. We're all superheroes in oh so many ways. Different makes us super. So raise your voice and say, we're all superheroes, hip hooray. Super hands are helpful. They're great for high fives too.
Yahoo!
I'm a super helper, so are you. Super ears are open. I'm here to hear from you.
What?
Listening's a super thing to do. Superhero stories and superhero chats. Ain't it cool our words can make us super just like that. Voices make us super. So lift up yours and say, we're all superheroes, hip hooray. Super friends are friendly.
How's it going?
That means friends like you.
What's up?
I feel super grateful for the friendly things you do. You make me feel super, and every day's a new chance to help you see you're super too. Superheroes near, and superheroes far. Different and unique, oh what super things we are. Everyone is special.
I'm special.
So let's join hands and say, superheroes, hip hooray. Let's go make a superhero day.
91.5 WMFO. That was Kuth and Kempt from Kuth and Kempt Kid Around. That is We're All Superheroes. Rippin' E Breaks gave you Circus Blues from Don't Peel Me. And I started that off with Heroes of the Afternoon out of Maine. That was Optimistic from the RPM 2020 album. And looks like we have some people in here.
Uh-oh.
It's like on the town of Mikey D, just add water.
And they multiply. What?
Yes. All right. So we don't have a whole lot of time because you guys played a long set. That was awesome.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank you. I apologize. I was about to say.
Oh, no. Why are you apologizing?
Well, the clubs keep us really short. So when we have the opportunity, we just jump on it.
Oh, okay. So you have mentioned several times that you have an album coming out. What's the name of it again?
Everybody's Worried About Us, but we don't want any sympathy.
Was that the theme going on while you were creating the album, or what?
Well, I'm Samantha Hartzell, and I started Tis Tis Task in the summer of 2018 during a time of personal crisis for myself. And actually, we're very grateful to the Lowell Spin for doing a tremendous article kind of focusing on my mental health issues, and I'm grateful to the other members of the band for sharing their mental health issues and how music can kind of, you know, carry you on through that. At the time, my co-songwriter, who doesn't play in the band but still helps a lot with the writing process, Kyle Cuneo, and I were holed up in the apartment that my ex-husband and I were fighting over. And we were trying to create like a safe space for both of us to kind of create music, and Kyle was trying to help me through the divorce. We were rubbing a lot of essential oils and drinking a lot of teas and living sober. Yeah. And, you know, there was just like this very holistic approach. And I wrote down in the notebook, everybody's worried about us. And it was a joke. And then as the band kind of went through a couple of iterations, you know, different musicians, I'm so lucky to have the people on board that we have today. We were trying to figure out what to call the album, and I was going through some old notebooks, yep. And I found that little scribble, Everybody's Worried About Us, and we couldn't stop laughing about it.
It was perfect.
Nice. It's a commentary yep. on many other levels, too, like for millennials, and I mean, with Bernie mm-hmm. no longer at the helm, I don't know what we're going to do, so, yeah, I don't know. Everybody's well, worried about us.
That's the previous show. That was the big pictures territory.
That's right. I know. Well, we do get political. I mean, we're fiercely yeah. anti-Trump. We're fiercely pro LGBTQ plus rights. We're pro mm-hmm. breaking down the stigma around mental health issues. I mean, the music is not so on the nose. I know there are wonderful bands in Boston that do that, and I respect that too, but we also try to make our music a little bit more subtle. I mean, the anger is there, the rawness is there, and I think it's because on many levels I'm worried about us. Isn't everybody worried about us?
Yeah.
Well, all right. So you have this show coming up on the 28th. And can you go into a little bit more detail? You did mention that you were playing with. Linnea is starting her new project. I believe it's going to be a solo kind of thing.
You know what? She's actually, Linnea Herzog, formerly of Power Sled, is actually hoping to bring Linnea's Garden to a full band at some point. Right now, it's kind of a solo duo project.
She was here last week, actually.
Yeah, I know. Amazing. So. We're huge fans. Fun with Junk. So happy it's come out.
I'm
so proud of her. But, Linnea's Garden has already debuted in New York City, but this will be the first time she's playing out in Boston to open up our show, and we're really happy about that.
That's going to be awesome. And it's at Club Bohemia?
Club Bohemia in the basement.
I didn't take notes, so.
Don't worry about it.
Nah. All right, so I've been meaning to ask since you started playing out and all that stuff. I've been seeing the name. Why spell it with a Y?
somewhere in the search, there is a band from some time back, TSK. I didn't want it to get it confused.
Okay.
And then I wanted to just do TYSK for the aesthetics of it. I think Ys are really pretty.
Needs more love. Ys need more love.
And then Norwegian.
Ys need more love.
In Norwegian, TYSK, TISK. Actually means German, so then I didn't want people thinking it was German illusion. So anyway, there's a lot going on, but I will also say I get this question a lot, and I will be honest that I was super high watching at the Governor's Ball show, and I saw them in Boston many times, but a few years ago they shot out a confetti gun of Ys everywhere, and I think Ys are very pretty. And
okay.
I was looking at the TISK task, and we play with that in our fonts. Gina Moran, our drummer, is an incredible graphic designer, and before we had her, I was doing all the administrative artsy stuff, and I'm just so glad that she's on board to help me design and create and work on the lyrics. And go ahead, you talk about the typography. I'm not going to go into it. TYSK is a very cool thing.
Yeah, it ends up looking, you know, really cool on different posters and on the album art, which you're going to be able to see pretty soon.
Yeah. It looks even better when the venues spell it right.
Oh, yeah.
That's so true.
All right, so what's the ratio of correct spelling versus incorrect
spelling?
It's
not that bad. And I'll also just say that if you type into Spotify TY, the first thing that comes up is Tyga. The next thing that comes up is Tyler, the creator. Then when you do TYS, TISK comes up pretty often first. I don't think there are any other bands. So
you're
going to
be fighting for that Tyga audience, you know? or Tyler, the creator.
I mean, distinctive names work.
I mean, that guy's a loon. A talented loon, but a loon.
I do like his music.
Yeah.
Tyga, call me.
No. All right, so.
No. On second thought.
On second thought, no, don't. No. All right, so. It's at Club Bohemia, March 28th. Album release. Linnea's Garden is opening. And what's the order of the bands?
Then we have, oh my goodness, I believe it's Eyewitness and then Happy Little Clouds. I can't remember if it's Happy Little Clouds and then Eyewitness, I'm sorry to say.
Okay.
But it's a lot of the same people in the same band, so it doesn't matter. We're all good friends, it doesn't matter. So Linnea's got
it. It's
going
to be one set of equipment, everyone's playing the same instruments.
And it's just, you know, our faces will blend together and we will just all become one. It will be a beautiful marriage.
And then there's Linnea.
No, she's in the sauce. Come on. Linnea, if you're listening, I love you. Linnea's got
it. Oh, come on. We could power slutty that one.
Oh,
she is the sauce.
God, I know anyway. She is the sauce. Of course she is. Okay, so Linnea's Garden, Happy Little Clouds, Eyewitness. They're going to all open up for us. And then we really wanted to close out the night with a banger. So we have Ouroboro coming in to close. And we're so excited.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. So, again, you guys played so long. You took advantage of the extra time. And so you wanted to play the studio version of Lover's Covers. So we're going to hit that up right now.
Oh, thank you. We're so excited.
We're like lovers,
All right, 91.5 WMFO. That is Lovers Covers, the album version, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Single debut.
So you mentioned during your set that, you know, it's a slow one, and, you know, Boston clubs are like, oh, slow one.
They usually talk right over it.
Yeah.
So what persuades you to release this as a single?
Well, I think it's a little different from what we have right now out for our band. I mean, a lot of people, I'm very grateful for it. I mean, we love Nirvana and the Foo Fighters. We keep getting compared to Nirvana and the Foo Fighters and grunge and garage, and I love it. That's absolutely what we strive to be. But I
sense
think,
a bud.
Well, I think we're a little bit more nuanced than that. I think that absolutely those specific West Coast early 90s vibes are there. I think I take a lot of personal inspiration from PJ Harvey, and I absolutely love how there's so many different varieties in her music. I mean, there are some heartbreaking ballads in there, and so I would love to not have our band just be one note, you know?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think it's fun for the band, too. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think this one was a nice change of pace, because a lot of the songs, at least when they see us live, are very loud and rambunctious.
Okay.
And in a good way. this was just a nice change from that, because we don't have... This is one of the first songs that I was a part of that was like kind of like a really, really a ballad in this group.
Absolutely. And I love that Mike does backup vocals on it. He mixed and mastered it lovely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And it was kind of like a last minute idea to kind of put that whammy octave in there. Literally, we were done with the song. We finished
what
it.
What, that weird kind of thing?
We were like, nope, it has to be in there.
It was okay. About 2 days ago that we were like, oh my God, let's re-record this album with this idea. Why did that happen? I just did it. And
you were thinking
like,
of like a thing, and you were like, maybe this thing, and then we played it, and we were like, yeah, this is awesome.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just a fun little affect for sure.
All right, so we're looking forward to the album here, because
you are gonna
send it to us,
oh,
right? So we can play it.
Oh my God!
You know,
no,
on the show called On the Town with Mikey D.
We were gonna beg you to play it for us. So
okay.
That you are anticipating it is just an honor. Thank you.
Well,
Phil.
That's good. All right. Oh man. All right. So thank you for coming in and playing. Nice and extra long, because we like long live sets here at On the Town Mikey D.
Well, I hope the songs didn't drag. If
oh,
nothing
no.
else, they're short.
Well, you guys,
hits.
You guys played a lot of tunes, so
12 songs to be precise.
Okay. Well, I mean, like you say, you took advantage of the extra time, because you know Club Bohemia is like.
Not always. I will never besmirch Mickey Bliss.
Oh, no,
that man has been
it's
there
not,
for
it's
me
not
from
Mickey
the
doing
beginning.
That.
No, I
Mickey's
know.
Mickey's great.
But you know, I have to say, I was a solo artist playing out in Boston from when I came back to Boston when I was 21 until now. I'm 30. And I really didn't get the band going until I was about 28. And
there
no one
go.
Wanted to come here, a solo acoustic singer, and Mickey always put me up there and was such a supportive
aww.
Person, but it's having the band and having his support and having you guys, like, I'm very grateful for the full cyclic yeah. fruition we've come to.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a great show. Club Bohemia, March 28th, album release. Linnea's Garden is opening.
Yes.
So that's worth the price of admission alone.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then you get yeah. to see Happy Little Clouds, Eyewitness, and
Ouroboro. Absolutely.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
I'll let you.
You
guys break down all your stuff and thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. So you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. Next week we'll have the official debut of Jukebox Zeros hosting the show, as opposed to them joining me. And so it's going to be a whole bunch of crazy stuff. But thank you all for listening. Thank you to Tis Tis Task. I don't know if you want to say something one more time.
We are Tis Tis Task. It's T-Y-S-K.
Yes, T-Y-S-K.
I know it's hard.
And it's German, I suppose.
In Norwegian.
In Norwegian.
No, it's
okay.
Norwegian for German.
No.
It's very confusing.
Oh my God.
Just
right.
come out and see us. Yeah. Support your local live music.
Yes, there you go.
Yes.
All right.
<Wrap it up.
laughs> Oh, what are we going to do? Anyhow. I shut you all off. No. Before you start talking Norwegian or some crap. Anyway, all right, yes, so Patrick and Lils from Jukebox Zeros will be here next week bringing you more recorded music, more live music, more New England music, because that's what we love here at On the Time with Mikey D. And it would not be appropriate if for a particular RPM challenge installment like I've been doing all night to not include some self-serving. Yes, my little project, well, our little project, because Patrick's in it too, is release our final album for RPM this year, and so I'm gonna hit up a track from it, and it's a little different from the usual stuff, so I hope you dig it. And the album's called The Post Block Days, and the song is called Top Spin. So enjoy. It's up on Bandcamp. Yeah, so dig in. We will see you next time.
stopped into a church.